Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A teenager is dead and a driver under arrest after a hit-and-run in Queens, one that followed an argument, according to police. It happened overnight on an East Elmhurst street.
Roosevelt Avenue's rep not improving, according to residents.
A lot of crimes here, too.
Dangerous now. It's not like it used to be.
That reaction following Saturday morning's tragedy. 16-year-old Johanny Gomez Alvarez and a 32-year-old woman mowed down by a man driving a large SUV. He sped off but ran into a parked car just around the corner. Here on the avenue, Sergio says he saw the teen's body for hours in passing.
On the side over there, I saw the body. She got cut in half. I feel bad for the family, you know.
Police say the victims didn't know the driver, but they were arguing moments before. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Roosevelt Avenue.
Investigators say they're looking into whether the suspect may have been driving under the influence. The victim that survived the hit and run is now in stable condition. The NYPD is investigating the violent shooting death of a 21-year-old woman in East Elmhurst, Queens, last night. Police got a 911 call of an assault in progress inside a home on 96th Street. When officers got there, they found Deshauna Donovan with a gunshot wound to the head. She was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no arrests yet. Well, the Manhattan School Board has voted to rescind its controversial resolution last year, asking the Education Department to review its policy on trans female athletes. Newer members of the Community Education Council for Public School District 2 say the concern over trans girls in sports was manufactured, with not one single complaint at any school in the city. One of those members is Aaron Carr, who spoke with 1010 Winds.
We have such an assault on the most marginalized people in this country right now on a federal level. And I think it's really important that on a city and state level that we engage with politics, with civics, and with our communities.
Several previous board members were ousted after the resolution passed, and the current board has passed a new resolution, one that affirms the DOE's gender guidelines and supports transgender students. An annual report on free speech on college campuses gives nearly every college in New York a failing grade.
If colleges could get a grade for the climate they create for free speech on campus, it would be ugly for us.
A lot of New York schools are performing very, very poorly when it comes to free expression.
Ryan Weiss is with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
Barnard and Columbia are the very last two schools on the rankings.
Every school in the state got an F except one, and that was a D minus.
We've seen the highest ever level of acceptance for things like disrupting speeches, using violence to prevent speeches.
The foundation says these findings cut across partisan lines. It's not a liberal or conservative problem, they say. It's an American problem. Kevin Brincone, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
By the way, that only New York school not to get a failing grade with a D- was Syracuse University. The Holiday Light Show will be back at Saks Fifth Avenue this holiday season. The show was canceled last year for the first time in decades because Saks was having a rough year financially. Things are better now, though, so the choreographed Wall of Lights and Music is set to return in early November. The Latin Food Fest taking place this weekend at Industry City in Brooklyn. It runs from noon to 7 today and tomorrow. The event featuring more than 70 Hispanic-owned small businesses. Also live stages with music, dance, and various activities. Marco Shalma is the owner and founder of Latin Food Fest. He tells 1010 Winds this is an homage to a growing culture.
Over the last 10 years, you can see the progression of the food and how well it's becoming part of our culture, like the New York culture, the American culture.
Shalma says his vision for the event is to show that Latin America isn't defined by a single culture, but by a diverse region united by a passion for food, family, and community as well. Well, bragging rights for New Haven, which has just broken a Guinness World Record after serving up pizza to a crowd of thousands.
Richard Kuroga and his fellow Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are just a few of the thousands of people in New Haven Friday evening trying to be a part of history, breaking the Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party.
That's exciting. Why not? Connecticut being in the world record, why not?
Each person has two tasks. Eat at least two pieces of pizza and don't leave the party early.
Correspondent Owen Kingsley, Mayor Justin Elicker's office confirms they had 4,525 attendees, smashing the previous record notched in 2023 in, of all places, Tulsa. The NYPD looking for a man who robbed a couple of Boost Mobile stores in Queens this week. They say he struck first at a store on Sutphen Boulevard in Jamaica and then on Wednesday at another store on Liberty Avenue in Richmond Hill. All told, he made off with cash and multiple cell phones worth some $7,500. No one was hurt in either incident. Anyone with information has to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. Well, the Mets have been on a losing streak lately, but fans will definitely have something to cheer about today with dozens of former players returning to Queens for the team's Alumni Classic game. The old teamers will form two squads, on one representing the old Shea Stadium, the other representing Citi Field. Mets VP of Alumni Relations, Jay Horowitz, telling 1010 Winds owners Steve and Alex Cohen make the event possible.
Fans love to reconnect with the past, and thankfully the Cohens have given me permission to do these things every couple of years and bring the guys back. The guys love it too.
And some of the legends taking part today include Mike Piazza, Jose Reyes, Carlos Beltran, and Matt Harvey. 1986 World Series heroes Darryl Strawberry and Mookie Wilson serving as event ambassadors. The alumni game taking place before today's matchup with the Rangers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.